meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Tuesday, and for many of you, it's your first day back at work since the new year began, and so we greet you today in the name of the Lord. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. If you plan on making your exterior property upgraded this year, look better, give the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes a call. You can reach them again. That number is 321-208-2281. That will get you in touch with Dave. The people that I have dealt with are Dan and his crew on the landscaping side. But they have done a great, great job for us. And I have a sneaking suspicion that I've seen their handiwork throughout Brevard County and just didn't know it was their handiwork because they've told me some of the things that they do. But I looked into them, not because I knew that they were listening to the Refresh Radio program, but they do. Good morning, everybody. But I began researching companies, and I found three that I'd call, and they all three came out, and Dan knew who I was before I knew who he was, and then he returned the phone calls, gave us a great quote, and did a great job for us. We brought them on since to do some things at the church, and they did a great job there, and I am confident that they will do a great job for you as well. So 321-208-2281. That reaches Coastal Image Landscapes. Tell them you heard about their tremendous work on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be appreciated. So for those of you who took yesterday off and just enjoyed the holiday with your family, we were encouraging people to pray and ask God for a strategy as to how you can grow yourself in your, maybe it's the study of the word, maybe it's your prayer life, maybe it's how are you going to reach more people with the love of Jesus Christ in 2023. God is a strategic God. He has a plan. He has purposes. And he uses people to help that. He partners with people. And so don't be afraid to ask for help or enter into an accountability relationship with somebody who also wants to improve in those areas. But let's make sure that we grow in 2023 as individuals, as churches, and let's grow the kingdom, not just shift saints. So anyway, that's what I have to say about that. So we are working on going through the Sermon on the Mount. We're all the way into Matthew chapter 7, and yesterday we focused primarily on one portion of verse number 23, where it says, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you." That's words that you never want to hear. Unfortunately, that is not the end of that sentence. It is just the beginning part of that sentence. This is a statement that Jesus is making to people who called him Lord, Lord. They focused on the things that they did instead of the things that God had done for them, and they really weren't all that concerned about obedience. And so yesterday we talked about, I never knew you, which is a shocking statement coming from an omniscient God. And it says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. to depart means to go away. In other words, Jesus is commanding them to be removed from his presence. Being absent from the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is the very essence of hell. It's far worse than unquenchable fire or weeping and gnashing of teeth, the darkest of darkness. It is beyond any physical pain that you and I could ever experience. I believe that that pain itself was more excruciating when the Father turned his head away while Jesus was on the cross. Just that brief moment there was probably more excruciating for Jesus than even the physical torture that he experienced on the cross. And that's the very definition of excruciating. Excruciating means the pain of the cross. It was a horrific way of death, but being commanded to be removed from the presence of God is a sentence that you never want to experience. And so he says, depart from me, capital M-E. Jesus is saying, I'm the Lord, and contrary to popular culture, modern culture, contrary to the views of many politicians and many media outlets and things like that, God is the one that sets the standards, not man. Doesn't matter how popular you are, doesn't matter how powerful you are or how rich you are. There is only one thing that enables you to enjoy the presence of Jesus for all of eternity, and that is repenting of your sins and asking Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord, so that he, when he speaks, you obey. That's it. You can't be born into an automatic relationship just because you took a breath. Just because we're Americans doesn't mean we're going to heaven. It doesn't matter if you are rich or if you are poor. What matters is, where are you in your relationship with Jesus Christ? So I get emails from inspirational ministers and things like that, that, you know, are part of my daily input or several times a week input. And there was a person that was in an email that I had read some time ago, that a person had gone to all of the churches in this one particular region in a foreign country. And they said, we found no joy of the Lord in any of the churches that we were at, except for in one church that was filled with lepers. And their outlook, their possibilities of life in this world looked bleak. So they had already fixated on what they were going to experience for eternity, and that was the presence of Jesus. Lepers tended to be cut off from society. Sinners who repent of their sins are grafted in to a relationship with Jesus Christ. I highly encourage you to know him as Lord and Savior and get to know him more and more each day. So he said, I never knew you, depart from me. And I want to take you back up. Let me read Matthew 7:21-23. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So while they were fixated on the events that they were doing and the glorious things that were taking place there Jesus focused, and his perspective was entirely different. It wasn't on the miracles that they were doing of, you know, because it was the exciting thing to do. He was focused on lawlessness. And he says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness in this case would be the person saying, Lord, Lord, and then saying no to what the Lord wanted so that they could go and do what they wanted. Here's what I believe. I believe that God has a specific time and a specific place in the kingdom of God for you. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be in the biggest of the churches. It doesn't have to be the smallest of the churches. What it does need to be is God's place that God has chosen. So if you've not heard my testimony of how I came to Merit Assembly of God, I was serving as a youth pastor down in at a Assembly of God church in Melbourne, and I had been there for 3 years, and God was speaking to me and saying that he was going to pick me up and place me where he wanted me, and there I would be established and prosper after I'd suffered a little while. And I didn't focus too much on that suffering for a little while part until a little bit later in my pastoring there, and God said, hey, you need to go back. You missed something there. And so we had been praying for a while, and God kept telling us to stay. And then when I was on the phone with the district officials about Merit Assembly of God, and they said, wow, your ears must have been burning because we were just talking about you. And they said, we'd like you to go and pastor. And they didn't fluff and stuff it. They didn't make it sound better than it was. They laid out, you know, it was in a pretty serious condition. And because of what they'd said, I was going to say, let me pray about it. In which case I already had the predetermined answer. No, I don't want to go there. And as I was getting ready to respond, God interrupted my formation of my words and said, I've been telling you this was coming. You just didn't know the details. This is me. You are supposed to say yes. And so instead of saying, let me pray about it, what I didn't know was my wife was already fasting and praying before this phone call happened. Whenever my wife is fasting and praying, things happen. And, I mean, people have sold their houses that couldn't sell their houses. And that happened. It was people we hadn't even met. They just, when they heard, you know, that when she started fasting and praying, God started moving in our situation, they said, would you have your wife pray for our house? And said, sure. And what had not sold for a long time ended up selling very quickly. That's how we got to Florida. She was fasting and praying, and God started moving pieces into place to get us to Melbourne, which is where we were for 3 years. And God said, I have a place for you. Well, here's the thing. God just doesn't have a place for pastors. He's also got a place for staff. He's got a place for the people of the church. And I think, let me see if I can word this the correct way. I believe that we need to move beyond the superficiality of the comforts of churches and say, God, am I where you want me to be? I'm of the mindset that I frame this in a humorous way. Not that God would ever be blindsided or anything like that. But I believe there's a lot of people who make spiritual and geographical moves that they've not even consulted God about. And God says, I want to bless them. Where did they go? Why aren't they where I placed them? That's really the thing that I want to ask. And, you know, through the years, I've had some people who've come and said, look, we feel like God is shifting us. And I was telling a friend of mine about one of my favorites. There was a guy, and he said, Pastor, I want you to know you're my second favorite pastor ever. And my first favorite pastor just came back into the area, and we feel like we're supposed to go and help them get that church back up off the ground. And I said, brother, that is the greatest, that is the greatest reason that I've ever had that somebody told me that they were leaving the church. And so I prayed a blessing over them and, prayed that God would use them. And now that church is going gangbusters, even though that pastor is not there. And the brother I'm talking about passed away a long, long time ago. You see, when you know that God has a place for you and that place is with him, you don't ever want to leave that place. Practicing lawlessness is saying no to God's plan, God's place, and God's timing. And lawlessness is doing what is right in your own eyes. I heard an interesting sermon back when our evangelist, Danny Duvall. Oh, by the way, we have another one of our evangelists that's going to be with us this coming Sunday morning. His name is Mark Perkey, and he and his lovely wife are going to be with us this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. And so we'd love to have you come and be ministered to. They move in the gifts of the Spirit. She's the women's ministries director for the state of Oklahoma's Assemblies of God. She's a fantastic woman. His brother used to be on TBN all the time, pastored a church up in the Kansas City area, and Mark and I went to Bible college together and crossed paths several years ago, and he's been ministering for us the second Sunday in January for a number of years now. So come and be a part of that. You will be blessed. This evangelist was talking about the spiritual shifts that have gone on throughout history, and that there were people who moved from the realm of faith, and then all of a sudden they moved into the age of reason. And he said there is now another shift. This is a year, over a year before this last election. He said there's now another shift where people are moving away from reason, and they are moving into the realm of emotions and feelings, where emotions and feelings are now considered more important than statements of fact and statements of truth. That was October of 2021. So the election came about, and you know, I know pollsters like to say that they were right on and all of that sort of stuff. Everything that I have seen shows that the polls were drastically wrong. And so I heard a person that made this statement, and they said this: I looked at the facts, I looked at the polls, and I projected the outcome of the election based upon the facts. My mistake was that I didn't know that people were more motivated by their feelings than they were by the facts. And automatically a light bulb went off. I called my friend Danny Duvall and said, hey, I just want you to know that word that you shared a year and a half ago, I'm now hearing it coming across national platforms that society, the spiritual dynamic of what is going on in society has moved beyond the rational facts, and now people are being more concerned about their feelings and their emotions. Well, one of the early indicators of lawlessness, it wasn't the earliest. So, you know, I know that there was Sodom and Gomorrah before that, and there was lots of sin and lawlessness going on before that. But one of the earliest indicators was when the children of Israel would operate in a cycle where they would be in love with God, then they would backslide, then they would fall into oppression, then they would repent, then they would be forgiven, and they'd start the cycle all over again. And so in the book of Judges, it says, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. That's lawlessness. It's not whether it was right. It was whether they perceived that it was right. And so there's a saying that I've heard that perception is reality. Well, perception is not reality. Because, I mean, if perception was reality, then illusionists, you need to hire them to move stuff because they can make a plane disappear, some of them. But here, these are the people that Jesus is talking to in Matthew 7:23. Says, depart from me because you practice lawlessness. So we'll get into more details on the lawlessness aspect. But the first thing that I want to share with you is the word practice. It's not a one-time event. It is something that they work at, something that they make every effort to carry out. It is the goal of what they seek to accomplish. Lawlessness. And God's already, you know, shown that he is able to deal with chaos and disorder. He came and he gave the law. The law was a spiritual gift. The word of God is a spiritual gift. It's not a boundary fence, it's a guardrail that protects us from a miserable, ruinous course of life that's going to result in it being a death style instead of a lifestyle. So we want less, at least I think we should. I know God wants. God does not want us practicing lawlessness. He doesn't want you practicing lawlessness. He doesn't want a country operating in lawlessness. He wants us functioning in a mindset where we are practicing doing the will of God, up in verse number 21. We don't just do it because we have to. It's what we practice. What we practice. And there's a saying in golf that practice makes perfect. And I was at a golf tournament one time, and they had he had been a professional golfer and lived over in the Orlando area, and he came and he said, I want you to know that statement is not true, that practice makes perfect, because bad practice will just make you worse at golf. But if you practice well, if you put the proper techniques in and you develop that over and over and over, then you are going to find that you are practicing the will of God. You are practicing the art of doing the will of God. And I can assure you that God has not overlooked you in 2023. He has a he knows every day of 2023, and he knows what he wants to accomplish in you in that year. And so let's start off early and say, I want 2023 to be the year that I have been more diligent in doing the will of God than any other year of my life. Now, that means that you've got to be in the Word of God so you know the will of God. You've got to know, you've got to be praying and in the house of God so that you can know the will of God. But let's set that out as a goal, that we are not going to practice lawlessness. We're going to practice doing the will of God. And I'm a little late in giving that counsel. There was one person that, you know, we encourage people, hey, get your new year off started with a clean slate. Get your sins forgiven, get everything right with God, and let's have a new beginning. And for too many people, the world has traps set up that you can already have ruined your start before the sun comes up on New Year's Day. Too many people, you know, do the things that the world says you're supposed to do to celebrate a new beginning. Hey, we got a new beginning. Let's go out and make the same mistakes that we did last year. Let's not do that. Let's say, God, I know it's early in the year. Would you please forgive me, and would you help me to develop that strategy where I do the will of God? I practice doing the will of God, and I abandon any area of my life that is operating in lawlessness. Okay? Don't do what is right in your own eyes. Do what is right in God's eyes. Don't do what is right in our society's eyes. Do what is right in God's eyes. And I assure you that when that is your practice, you will not hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in." We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Jesus is alive. Well, I will live through all my days.